I think the people deserve clarity in relation to this. I think it's very clear that the restrictions on our movement, and I must commend everybody who's been abiding by the public health notices and recommendations, but that has had an impact in relation to that dreadful phrase about flattening the curve, making sure that we don't have a huge amount of cases that are overwhelming our hospitals. But we also need to recognise that our hospitals are starting to become overwhelmed. We have one major hospital in Dublin that is now at full capacity in terms of ICU. We have deaths increasing at an alarming rate and a large number of clusters taking place in their nursing homes right across the state. So we're still in very, very dangerous territory and we need to ensure that the restrictions that have been put in place continue for a period of time yet to come to make sure that we save as many lives and save each other's lives by doing the right thing and staying at home. So I think the government do have a responsibility to come out and make that clear. There's no way, in my view, that restrictions can be lifted next Monday, which is the time frame for the restrictions to end.
In terms of the influx of people from various parts of the country coming to their holiday homes here in Donegal, we do know that the Commissioner has come out and said for them to stay there and regard their holiday homes now as their primary home. Do you feel that they have added to the worry of the people of Donegal?
I think it's without doubt, and we're all getting the calls from people, from neighbours, from people who are travelling into holiday homes, and also unfortunately people who are renting still out their houses through Airbnb and visitors coming from different parts of the country into our communities. Look, at the end of the day, the advice is there for one reason. It's to save your life, it's to save my life, it's to save the people in Donegal and right across the island of Ireland's lives. It is working, but still we're losing people at an alarming rate. And unfortunately, the death rate is going to increase. More people are going to be needed hospitalisation, and our hospitals are not going to be in a position to cope. You know, so let's do, there's plenty of time, we'll have plenty of time to go and visit each other, hopefully in the future, plenty of time to go and visit different parts of our country. For the time being, people need to stay at home, need to abide by the rules, stay within your 2 kilometres and only travel out of that for essential businesses that you have the justification and the permission to do so. And I must commend the guards who are making sure that we're being protected by checking on people to see if they are making unnecessary travel at this point in time.
We can only speculate at present, but if and when the government do make a further announcement and if they do extend these restrictions beyond Monday, would you see them, you know, tightening those restrictions even further, or is it too early to say?
No, I don't think that there's necessarily a need for tightening of the restrictions. We have a situation where basically not all non-essential services and industry are closed down, something that Sinn Féin were calling for. We'd be critical that it took such a length of time to do that, but it's there now. We have very clear restrictions in terms of movement, and that's all working, and it's all good. I think what we need to do is just try and maintain that, and that becomes harder. It becomes harder on young people. It becomes harder on older people, you know, who are in their house now for 2 or 3 weeks, and will be for quite a period of time if we're to be honest and upfront with people yet to come, because this virus isn't going to go away just overnight. It's going to take a while. It's going to take time, and if we go back to what was the normal, then we are putting each other's lives at risk and people that we love, and we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't take any risks whatsoever. So the restrictions, I think, just need to be maintained at this point in time, and hopefully then in a number of weeks we can start looking at easing off restrictions. I don't see it. I don't see the case where all restrictions will be lifted. It'll be a case of easing it off and to see then what is the response with the virus as we start to gradually go back to what we used to do.